This week, the Nobel Prizes were announced, and each year, one of the first calls the laureates receive comes from a man named Adam Smith.
Hello?
Good morning. May I speak to George Smith, please?
Speaking.
Well, hello. My name is Adam Smith. I'm calling from the official website of the Nobel Foundation in Stockholm, Sweden.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you heard the news that you have, it has just been announced in Stockholm that you have been awarded this year's Nobel Prize in Physics?
No. My goodness.
Well, I'm very pleased to be the person to tell you the news.
Oh, thank you.
Adam Smith is the editor of the Nobel Foundation's website. He calls the winners, does quick interviews, and then posts them onto the website. And sometimes, as in the case of this call, with 2009 physics winner George Smith, Adam Smith is the first to call.
And let's see, what's your name again, sir?
So, my name is Adam Smith. And I'm the editor-in-chief of the Nobel
We reached Adam Foundation Smith in Sweden to ask him how the calls work.
We try and get the new laureates the very moment they've heard the news, as soon as it's become public. Mm. The one you just played was one of the rare instances where the committee hadn't actually managed to get hold of the laureate prior to making it public. You know, there have been other nice examples of people who've missed the call and have heard in other ways. Marty Chalfie slept through the call because he didn't recognize the ring. He'd changed the telephone in his house.
I actually heard something ringing and I thought, oh, that must be somewhere else.
How did you actually find out that you had...
When he woke up, he thought, I'd better find out who's been awarded the chemistry prize this
said,
year.
Okay, who's the schnook that got the prize this time? I opened up my laptop and I got to the Nobel Prize site and I found out I was the schnook. It was very funny to find. Now, the other two guys are really terrific.
When it comes to notifying the winners in economics, your name, Adam Smith, can sometimes be a burden. And I want to play some tape from your 2006 call to Edmund Phelps, who won the Nobel Prize for Economic Sciences that year.
Hello?
Hello. May I speak to Professor Phelps, please?
Who's calling?
I'm calling from the official website of the Nobel Foundation. My name is Adam Smith. I know. It could be a hoax call with a name like that, I realise. It's a terrible burden I carry.
Yeah. Would you hold on a moment, please, because he's on receiving.
Now, obviously, when somebody wins a Nobel Prize, a lot of people are trying to call them, right? So let me just play a clip of one of those calls.
Battle.
Oh, hello. This is Adam Smith calling from the Nobel Foundation's official website.
Yeah. The problem is I'm waiting for a call from our Bundeskanzler, Frau Merkel. So could you call back in a couple of minutes, perhaps?
Most certainly. It's very nice to talk to you. Congratulations.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Adam?
Is Adam Smith again? Is it possible to talk at this point?
Sorry, I'm still waiting for this other call.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So some pretty stiff competition from German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Is that pretty common? You know, most laureates waiting for a call from someone else and saying, you know, just call back.
The longer you leave it, as the minutes tick by after the public announcement, it just gets busier and busier. And I'm eternally grateful for Gerhard Ertl for giving me any time at all when he was waiting for Chancellor Merkel.
And then sometimes when you call people, they seem almost annoyed that you're calling them. This is actually a call from this year. You called a Konstantin Novoselov, who won for physics, he actually seems irritated that you sort of interrupted his daily life.
So you're basically saying that I should stop my experiment now.
I'm afraid that if I had to give advice to new Nobel laureates, it would be don't try and do anything once this news breaks and switch off your telephone.
Well, okay, let's try to do it now. Okay. Almost everything. Almost everything. It looks like things are going crazy. I never... Things are becoming crazy now. You're right.
Explain what you're trying to do. You are trying to interview him.
Well, yeah. The reason we try and get these interviews, of course, is to give people a feel for what the laureate is like. In this case, I think it's rather beautiful. He's only 36, and he seems to be as interested in carrying on with the day's experiment. At the beginning of the call, he had to take a little break while he could just put down the numbers that he'd just collected from his experiment. Make sure he didn't lose them. I imagine that in retrospect, he's perfectly happy that the day got messed up.
What's your favorite part about making these calls?
Oh, I think they're elated. They're probably a bit surprised and confused by what's about to happen and what is happening to them. So you maybe catch them with their guard down a bit, and that's nice because it gives you something of a sort of window into the real persona behind the laureate.
That's Adam Smith. He spoke to us from Swedish Radio in Stockholm. You can hear more of those phone calls at our website, npr.org.